If you are a basic or intermediate Korean learner who loves K-pop and K-drama, check out my new exercise book, Not Studying Korean, Just Filling in the Blanks. In this book, there are 90 fun multiple choice questions, and you will learn some grammar and vocabulary that are needed for answering the questions. Paperback is available on Amazon, and the digest ebook is available on notstudyingkorean.com. Find the links in the description of this episode. And now, back to the podcast. Annyeonghaseyo, it's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Today's podcast is about a mini history class with fried chicken, a rap lyric from No More Dream by BTS, and a healthy egg recipe. Without a further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. And today's story is this: Korean fried chicken's history. Have you heard about chimaek? Chi came from fried chicken, and maek came from maekju, meaning beer. So it refers to a pairing of fried chicken and beer, which is a super popular food combination in South Korea. It's so popular that there's even a festival devoted to this combination in Daegu, a southern city in the country. If you're into Korean food or culture, I believe you heard about or even tried chimaek. But do you know why fried chicken that is not originated from South Korea got so popular here? There's a tragic but yummy history behind this, so hear me out. Chicken has been loved by Koreans for a long time. Our ancestors enjoyed boiled chicken called 닭백숙 or chicken soup called 삼계탕. We didn't have fried chicken until US military entered the Korean Peninsula for Korean War in 1950. After the war, fried chicken was introduced to public and many kinds of Korean-style fried chicken was born, including yangnyeom chicken, which is a fried chicken slathered in sweet and spicy sauce. However, fried chicken was just one of many delicious food for Koreans until another tragic event happened. In 1997, South Korea was on the verge of going bankrupt. On the outside, there was Asian financial crisis, and on the inside, the government failed to keep enough foreign exchange to keep running the country. Actually, it's so hard for me to explain this, you know, all this economic, financial thing. So I had to borrow some words from Wikipedia. So according to Wikipedia, Korean government signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the International Monetary Fund on December 3rd, 1997. The IMF required the introduction of policies such as fiscal and financial austerity, high interest rates, and dissolution of chaebols, layoffs, and floating exchange rates as conditions for bailout. And the Korean government, which had to prevent the nation from going bankrupt immediately, was forced to accept those demands. As a result, corporate bankruptcies, mass unemployment, and the crisis in the real economy accelerated further. End of Wikipedia. And it's called IMF crisis in the country. Though we were able to graduate the crisis early in 2001, the impact was huge. Because of massive layout, a lot of breadwinners lost their jobs and couldn't find new jobs. So many of them had to find a way to make a living. What they found was to open a fried chicken restaurant because opening it doesn't cost a lot of money and preparations compared to other restaurants. As a result, the country got full of fried chicken places, and the food became super popular. We have about 87,000 fried chicken restaurants according to a 2019 statistic. It's more than twice the number of McDonald's worldwide, which is about 38,000. So Koreans' love for fried chicken is no joke, even though it's a symbol of some tragic historical event. I want to finish this segment with a small but important chicken eating etiquette. If you go eat any chicken food with Koreans, say 닭다리 드세요. I repeat, 닭다리 드세요. Meaning, have a chicken leg or drumstick, please. Because Koreans' love for this chicken part is no joke, you will be seen as a super kind and considerate person who can give up the best part for others. Before speaking some lazy Korean together, you know that I have a voicemail where you can send me your Korean rap or speaking. Thankfully, this week I got 3 voice messages. Here they are.
호랑이 굴에 들어가도 정신만 차리면 된다고.
안녕하세요, 상태입니다. 저랑은 달라도 너무 다르니까요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 으쌰입니다. 저랑은 달라도 너무 다르니까요. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Larissa, Chantel, and Lisa for sending me your beautiful voice messages. Chantel and Lisa are my frequent or regular rappers for the Lazy Korean podcast. They did a great job, especially with Dig Sound. It was perfect. And Larissa sent her first voice message. She did a great job, but the line she spoke was from the week before last week's newsletter. So it's a little late, but it's her first time sending me her voice message, and also she did a great job, so I wanted to include her voice message. So if you want your voice to be on the next episode, please send me your voice message by Wednesday 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find the link of my newsletter in the description of this episode. Okay, now it's time to speak some lazy Korean. And today we're gonna rap. And I picked the rap lyric from my favorite BTS song, No More Dream. This song is full of lyrics many students can relate to, and I picked one of them. Listen carefully, and please know that I tried my best to rap like Jungkook, so here we go.
알았어, 엄마 지금 독서실 간다니까.
One more time.
알았어, 엄마 지금 독서실 간다니까.
If you listen to the song, you will know that I tried. Okay, so the lyric means, okay, mom, I'm going to the library now. There's this kind of annoying tone, you know, that you might have used to your mom when you're young. It's a kind of typical word that Korean students say to their mom. So in the lyric, 알았어 엄마 지금 독서실 간다니까. 알았어 means okay, and 엄마 means mom. 지금 means now, and 독서실 means library. And I just said that 독서실 is translated as library, but it's not the kind of library you think it is. I don't know if there's any place like this in other countries, but 독서실 is actually a place full of cubicles. You know, cubicles with chair and desk. There's no book. Students bring their own book for their study, and Korean students used to go there to study, especially during exams, because it's a good place to focus only on studying, not anything else. But many years have passed since this song was released in 2013. Things have changed. Korean students now go to study cafe or study cafe, which is often shortened as 스카. I don't think 독서실 is popular anymore. It feels very old-fashioned. And study cafe or 스카 is basically a fancy 독서실 where students can study and drink coffee. You can pay hourly basis. I saw that it costs around $2 an hour. And you can also pay daily basis or monthly basis. So if No More Dream came out in 2022, the lyric would be like, 알았어 엄마 지금 스카 간다니까? I think it's funny that how we can see the change of time or change of trend with song lyrics. Okay, now it's time to rap. We can do this. Get your tongue and mouth ready. It's short, so we're gonna speak three times. Listen and repeat after me. Let's start. 알았어, 엄마. 지금 독서실 간다니까. 알았어, 엄마. 지금 독서실 간다니까. 알았어, 엄마. 지금 독서실 간다니까. You did a great, great job. I'm so proud of you. Please don't forget to rap this week's lyric. Record your voice and send me your voice message to my voicemail, mic drop. Don't be shy. Your Korean speaking or rap is much, much better than you think. Now it's time to wrap up this week's episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. Today's food is 계란찜. So if you are a K-food lover, you must have heard about 뚝배기. You know, it's a Korean stone bowl. It's an essential kitchen tool that makes hot food look and taste more delicious, including 된장찌개, 돌솥 비빔밥, and 계란찜, which is today's food. So 계란찜 is basically steamed egg. So just put a few eggs and salt, sugar, and some chopped vegetables in a bowl and mix them all together and then pour them in a pot. And then you just boil it or steam it. But if you use 뚝배기 rather than a pot, it feels much more Korean, and also it will keep the food warm longer. It's a really simple to make. It takes only about 10 minutes or 15 minutes to make. You can add some vegetables like chopped green onion or carrot or both. And if you like spicy food like me, add chopped hot peppers. And I searched 뚝배기 on Amazon and I saw that it cost too much, you know. In Korea, it's very cheap, but on Amazon, it was kind of expensive. So you can just use any small pot you have. If you want more details, please check out the link of this week's email newsletter in the description of this episode and watch the cooking video and try for yourself. So thanks for listening, and I take a break next week. So the Legit Korean Podcast, the newsletter, will take a break next week, because next week is a kind of holiday week in South Korea. So I will be back the week after next. And if you liked my podcast, please rate and leave a review. It will mean a lot to me. And if you want to say hi to me and practice how to order in Korean, please visit my virtual McDonald's on Twitter. It opens between 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time. And this week's McDonald's challenge is to change or cancel part of your order. It sounds intimidating, but you can do this. So talk to you on Sunday or see you the week after next. 안녕!